What's going on, Bud Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 23 of SBR Reports. You might be an addict if...
If what? Dun, dun, dun!
But our first story would be something I actually covered on my Facebook a little bit, which was an article from GameSpot talking about Obsidian's reluctance to have microtransactions. And when I mean reluctance, I mean they're just straight up saying no, there will be no microtransactions of any kind in our game.
AKA suck at all the other games.
I mean, considering just how bad EA made microtransactions just in general, I imagine every single developer will find an alternative revenue stream. And by alternative revenue stream, I mean DLC. There's still going to be fucking DLC in this. Like, because one of the most important lines that I took out of the article was, given that Take-Two has says that it wants to have some sort of quote-unquote recurrent consumer spending in all of its games, some wondered what this could mean for Obsidian's next game. And considering how some people are feeling about Destiny, about how you can only get so far in Destiny 2, considering if you don't have the expansion Curse of Osiris, you're kind of just, you're SOL. You can't go on the heroic raids, you can't go on the new raid or anything like that. So, you know, tough noogies, buddy. This just kind of goes back into the whole mindset of, you know, is DLC necessarily a bad thing? We've definitely seen video games do DLC very well. It can be done very well if you give us a good base product.
And then we have games like Evolve.
Which just, oh god.
With that DLC.
Man, that was before I had a gaming computer. That was just, oh, I was playing that on like a beefy Dell laptop.
The internet never forgets.
Ever. It really doesn't. Though, there was one thing that I thought we would be forgetting after a while, and that was Pokemon Go, but I guess that's just me.
I mean, the Pokemon Go holiday event link from, this was on Polygon, there was a 20-niece Google Play Store ad, and the user KK5566 offered a translation. Essentially means the leak sells that for their holiday event, we might be getting a Dilbird? Is that what I think?
Delibird.
Delibird?
Delibird. Like that... delivery bird. Delivery bird.
Okay, I've always called it Dilbird.
Dilbird? There's no A.
Dilbird. Bird. Yeah.
Any hoof.
Ah.
And anywho.
English language upsets me. But yes, that cute, useless Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't even think that Pokemon was ever even battle worthy.
No. What was his, move? Gift something?
Well, no, that was a pelican that uses stockpile and spit. I don't know what.
No, it literally has a gift box move that gives you stuff. It literally gets you more money. That is its sole purpose.
Huh.
So, I mean, yay.
Yeah. Yay.
But, you know, from to oh my god, why? y'all. Remember how I used to tease Mr. Gamer for the Catherine and the Catherine and... Now we have a Wren. That's right, Catherine. Full Body is coming to PS4 and the PS Vita. I can't believe the PlayStation Vita is still a thing.
I mean, they're still releasing updates for it because people are still figuring out a way to make it a retro machine, so they gotta patch that. Though successfully, Vita has done the best out of every mobile system to beat piracy.
Huh.
You don't see a whole lot of pirated Vita games.
Yeah, so anyway, so they're bringing Catherine back. And for those who don't know, Catherine was originally a PS3 game that almost destroyed my relationship with my then boyfriend.
Okay. It's not that bad.
Oh, you haven't even played it.
So I can say that sentence. It's not. Because I've seen people play it. I've seen reviews. I've seen videos.
Oh, no. This is like Persona 5. You can have all the reviews and everything,
oh my goodness,
but until you experience the mindfuck this game put people through, you can't say.
Well,
So, essentially...
Consider it got.
Yeah, it's gonna get got.
Like...
By him. Not me, because I suck at puzzle games.
I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I have two computers named after this game, and it's an amazing game.
So, the interesting thing comes with, because, like, you know, with any remake, it's like, okay, why are you guys doing this? So, Catherine Fullbody will have a third Catherine called Red. Now we have Catherine with a C, Catherine with a K, now we have Red. Who... nickname somebody named Catherine Wren? I don't know.
I mean, this is less syllables.
True. Could have called her Cat. I mean, see, this looks like an in-between Loli. But cute. See, so pianist at the bar, Vincent Fink Wentz, her story also introduces new branches for the other two characters in Vincent's life. So,
and sexy events. That's nicely in there in quotes.
So
sexy events.
There's not one, but two women you can cheat on your fiance with.
Okay, technically that is something that happens in the game, unfortunately.
That's the whole point of the game.
All I have to say is this, 100% completion.
Okay, so don't play this around your wife.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have a release date for this one, but
it should be coming out next year, hopefully.
Well, a lot of things should be coming out next year. I mean, it's the 21st. Hopefully. It's the 21st of December. A lot of things are going to be coming out next year.
Anyway,
we will be moving on to our main story, which I actually found, this interesting. So, a article written by independent.co.uk talks about how gaming disorder is soon to be classified as a mental health condition for the very first time. The article talks about how there was a series of reports where I believe that their sample size was 19,000.
That's a pretty good sample size if you're going to call something a disorder. I'll give them that.
I like that. Okay. But what I liked more was the findings of that, and I will link to the study on my site. You can find the study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. But the study found that only 2-3% of the 19,000 men and women that were surveyed admitted from the UK, US, Canada, and Germany admitted that they've experienced 4-5 more of the symptoms from the American Psychiatric Association's checklist of health symptoms. A few years ago, the APA created a list of 9 standard systems that could determine, quote-unquote, internet gaming disorder. These symptoms include anxiety, withdrawal symptoms, and antisocial behavior.
Now, before anybody says that's like 90% of Tumblr and 90% of Tumblr's gamers, stop it. Just stop that thought right now. We're doing science, not... how do you say it? Anecdotal. Anecdotal. I hate the English language. The evidence.
One thing that I did want to point out was a quote from the study. Contrary to what was predicted, the study did not find a clear link between potential addiction and negative effects on health. However, more research grounded in open and robust scientific practices is needed to learn if games are truly as addictive as many people fear. I, Mr. Gamer, and my other persona for my day job, I will always be pro video games. I was raised with video games in front of a TV. I don't see video games as something that was, that hurt me at all. Though I realize that there are many people who are of, of an older generation where video games were not as prevalent and not as easily accessible as they are now. They weren't even as engaging as they are now, and so some people tend to demonize the video games.
Well, I don't view this so much more, well, people are obviously going to take it that way, say, like, you see? But I don't view this so much as demonizing video games.
No.
What my point was going to be is, like, there are people who take their hobbies too far. Like, you know, thankfully we have things like esports and stuff where, you know, you can say, suck it, mom, I told you I can make a career out of gaming. And then you have people who are literally the stereotypical in their parents' basements will never do anything with their lives because they're so worried about the World of Warcraft. not to mention in other countries where people literally have died. Well, I won't say die, but, you know, have become neglectful parents or neglected their health because they were always in these gaming cafes because they were addicted to these games. It is an issue, probably not as big as some people would like to make them out to be, but well, it is an issue.
Well, for there to have been an actual study that says that the public fear of video games is not based on any sort of scientific evidence makes me feel a whole lot better, because I will be the fucking Phoenix Wright to this. I will always, under every circumstances, defend video games. Always.
The public, when you get enough people to believe the same thing, it doesn't matter if it's true or false. The public is going to believe what the public is going to believe.
Yes, and then I will always think of that quote from Men in Black. A person is a highly intelligent, competent being. People are stupid.
Yep. I was actually thinking about that quote.
People are stupid. But I like this. I want to see more studies like this. I would love to have been involved in something like this, because I believe that this is something that needs to be looked into, because though video games aren't what killed little Jimmy, I will say that video games...
Why is it always little Jimmy?
Because I'm tired of Billy.
Oh, okay.
But I will say that perhaps video games don't necessarily help at... Video games cannot be a substitute for actual human interaction. I think I can say that... I can say that confidently.
I mean, it could help you find your significant other. There are plenty of stories about that.
Well, yes, but it cannot substitute human interaction.
It cannot.
And video games, just like cigarettes, just like alcohol, just like any sort of drugs you take, whether they be prescription or otherwise, everything needs to be within moderation so that you don't become addicted. I mean, even myself, you know, I've got two jobs. I love this one, but I know that I can't do this one all the time as much as I want. There has to be a limit. There has to be times where you tell yourself, yeah, all right, this is like, I'm a bit too into this now. And when you start to feel like you can't live without it, even if it is just like one more raid, all right, just one more game, I'm just like, I think it's at that point that perhaps you need to get some help, because as Filthy Frank would say, it's time to stop.
I'm actually curious to see what would make someone become so addicted to video games, because I know things like depression, anxiety are things that are typically already existent when someone becomes addicted to something, because they like the endorphins that they get so they can ignore their other problems.
And you know, I think I have what you want to know, what sort of games do that? Candy Crush. Just think about this whole push with their anti-gambling in video games.
Yeah.
I mean,
gambling can be addicting.
It really, I mean, the casinos themselves are made it. The casinos themselves are made in such a way where you lose track of time. Don't worry about anything else. You just keep hitting that button, keep putting those coins in. Stay here. I mean, yeah, I mean, I want a game to have me engaged, but, you know, not enough to where I don't want to leave. But obviously, this is a very complicated subject, and we're not going to be able to cover it, you know, during this podcast. But
good thing I have a short attention span.
But this is definitely, this is interesting. I would say that this would be a plus for games, because now we can actually have some good discussions about it. Like, what does gaming addiction actually look like? Let's actually try to help people who perhaps have gaming disorder. I mean, for it to be a valid disorder, not like affluenza or something like that, because forgive me, that's just...
That word irritates my soul.
Exactly. No, exactly. Like, let's legitimately have some real science behind this, because, I mean... Who knows? I mean, it could be just as complicated as autism. No one knows exactly what causes it. Everybody is on there. There's so many different levels to it. We just don't know it all. And I think this study, this article, shows that we are perhaps, hopefully, going in the right direction of figuring what something like this would actually be.
And I'm really just curious to see how this would actually play out. Will they do CAT scans of people's brains who have been confirmed to show all the symptoms that they consider to be gaming disorder? Because one thing I think people forget to remember is that addiction changes the chemistry of your brain, because as much as we want to say it's in your head, yeah, it's in your head because your brain is an organ, and it has chemicals that changes when different things happen.
Yeah.
So, this makes me tingle. I love science.
I
can't pronounce a word they use, but I love it.
All right. Well, we're hoping that we won't get, I might be an addict. But before we end, I just want you to know, December 28th is when the giveaway ends. I know y'all want money.
I mean, if they don't want money, we can just, like, you know, I don't know.
Make it rain on camera?
Yes.
We're just constantly just like up in the air. Just woo!
Also, yeah! Since next week will be our last recording of the
SBR Reports podcast.
Yes. For the year. Not ever, but for the
year. Yeah, for the year.
It will be video. I don't know if we've decided if it's gonna be
live or not. Yeah, we haven't gotten that far, but we definitely know you'll be seeing our beautiful faces.
I mean, we might do it live. I don't know.
Maybe.
It depends if I feel like looking that pretty. I'm vain.
Yep. All right. And with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty Duvall.
Signing off.